Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
I'm telling you what, he could probably name those clips from each movie. It would take me having to use a search engine.
Recognize those?
A few, but not all.
Well, the last one was seven. That was Brad Pitt, I'll tell you that.
Didn't see it, but oh. I know you did, right?
Creepy movie. Morgan Freeman, yeah.
I just can't do the creepy movies. I might try, Ron, just so I can. You can pick one out for me this year, and then I'll give it my best shot at watching it. Ron is from the WGN newsroom. You hear his voice all the time. But he joins us to review movies, watches about 300 a year, right?
And that's on the low end, yeah. It's probably more than that.
Crazy. And you're reviewing the new Bob Odenkirk movie. Kevin was talking about this the other day. It's called Normal, and apparently they did a screening in Normal, Illinois, which is appropriate. But what's it about?
Well, they're actually, they did that in Normal, Illinois. Yeah, and it was a big hit because, you know, he's from this area.
Right.
So, I mean, he was born and raised, he was born in Berwyn, raised in Naperville. The movie is actually set in Normal, Minnesota. It's a fictional town, but it's a play on words because nothing's really normal there. And there's really nothing normal about the movie except that it's, a good old-fashioned action movie. Bob Odenkirk stars in it, and that seems to me not to be normal because he's a comedy writer. That's how he started out at. And I remember him as really good lawyer guy on Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. Before that, he wrote TV or Saturday Night Live for Saturday Night Live comedy. So that's where his bread and butter is. But now he went and reinvented himself with a couple of action movies called Nobody and Nobody 2 as like a mild-mannered family man who also has this dual personality where he's a real, a bad guy. So this is kind of in that vein, and it's very, very good. It's Bob Odenkirk is just a likable guy, mild-mannered, funny, but very smart. And he's a substitute small-town sheriff in Normal, Minnesota. It's because the town's sheriff died, and he's just filling out his term. I don't know how that happened, but I just went with it for the movie. He's a soft touch, kind of a problem solver in the movie as this sheriff. Just a nice guy. Let's get along, that kind of thing. Not a hard guy. And he just wants to resolve problems with kindness and understanding. Imagine that. So he's kind of like a modern-day Andy Griffith. You can relate to that. But then, after a couple of out-of-towners come in and rob the local bank, things get a lot less normal, and it triggers many fast-paced, violent, and bloody action sequences. And I'm talking about bloody action sequences, guns, point-blank range and that kind of stuff. So the violence is graphic, so be prepared for that if it's not your cup of tea. But if it is your cup of tea, Normal delivers. Matter of fact, there's a scene where it's kind of unexpected, where they use the music of Dr. Hook in The Medicine Show, When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman. You remember that song?
Yeah.
You would not expect it to be in a slow motion, violent scene. The juxtaposition is ironic. And so it turns out to be a little humorous in that situation. So it's creative. And it's very well done. If there were Oscars for action films, Lisa, but there's not, I would think that Normal would be a front runner already. It's that good.
Wow. How many brownie points?
I'm giving Normal 4 out of 5 brownie points. Go see it in a movie theater. You'll thank me for it. Unless you're kind of like just don't like that, really ultra-violent stuff. Then it might be a turnoff.
Well, is it like Quentin Tarantino violent or?
It is.
Okay. So. Well, I have watched those movies. I can't get past some of that. He was doing so much promotion. I've seen him on every TV talk show promoting it that I thought for a second, well, maybe it's not that good, but I think everyone's just clamoring to get Bob Odenkirk.
He's also a producer on it, too, so it'll help him line his pockets. And he didn't write the screenplay, but he wrote the story. So, I mean, he's a writer. He's a good writer. He's making some really, really good career decisions. He's a good guy. I'm looking forward to his next movie already.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Okay, you are talking about this new documentary, and you said it's really scary.
It is, and because it is so, because it's real, it's a documentary. It's called AI, the documentary, and it's, what was the, I can't think of it now. Subtitle, How I Became an Apocalyptimist.
Right. I looked at that word and I thought, if you're expecting me to say that, I don't know what it is.
Somebody made it up, an apocalyptimist, optimist, apocalyptimist. So it's kind of hard to say, so maybe I shouldn't have even tried it. But it's streaming right now, and it's really eye-opening. It's a really smart film, Lisa, with some extremely smart people talking about what they think the future world will become with the advent of the new artificial intelligence companies like OpenAI, Anthropic, and XAI. They offer interesting examples and insights, and their opinions differ from it can get out of control and I'm very scared and we won't be able to stop it. And these are people that know a lot about this, to other people that the interviews, they say that's the dawn of one of the greatest eras in human history, certainly since the Industrial Revolution of the late 1700s and early 1800s. So there's a lot to chew on. They do a lot of explaining. You don't have to go into it knowing a lot about AI. Matter of fact, one of the first questions they ask of these experts is, tell me, what is AI? And these really smart people, they struggle with the definition because it can mean so much to so many different people. But it's kind of, you know, simulated human intelligence where computers learn how to solve problems. And, you know, to put it in a movie context, if you ever saw the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, Hal is, you know, he's AI. He's an AI computer. And you saw how that went. He kind of took over the spaceship and said, you know, you're not going to shut me down. And he evolved into something, you know, that was smarter than the humans. They say that that's not so much science fiction anymore.
Well, that's what I believe. This documentary is right up my alley because I have grave concerns about the impact of AI on human civilization. And it looks like it's coming fast and furious. I really didn't think that it would be this far underway at this point, but it is.
It's coming in leaps and bounds. As a matter of fact, one of the AI scientists says, whatever example I give you now as we're filming this will be outdated by the time the movie comes out. That's how quickly things are evolving. But it's a really interesting watch. It's streaming right now. It had a theatrical run, but because it's a documentary, you know, it doesn't last very long in the movie theaters. They don't draw very much. But it's streaming on all of the platforms right now. It may cost you $20 to rent it, but it is thought-provoking. It'll certainly have you talking if you watch it with somebody. It's called The AI Doc, or, and I'm going to try this again, How I Became an Apocalyptimist. It's a cross
that.
Between apocalypse and optimist. So,
how many brownie points?
I'm giving the AI doc 3.5 out of 5 brownie points. It's very good. And if you rent it, you may want to watch it twice. I'm telling you, it's just intriguing.
Are you going to see the new Michael Jackson biopic?
I'm not that interested in seeing it. I'm a fan. I think everybody is, you know, of a certain age is a Michael Jackson fan. But this seems to be very, you know, whitewashed. It seems to be just a fan movie, like a TV movie of the week type of thing, rather than a movie with any dramatic heft. The performances are supposed to be pretty good. So I can't say the critics are already trashing it as well for that reason. So it's getting like a 35% on Rotten Tomatoes right now, which is a very low score. And maybe I'll watch it. I don't know if I'll go to the theaters. Maybe I'll watch for it to stream on something like that. But Michael Jackson fans, you know, I mean,
They're going to want to see it.
It could be just a fan thing.
Absolutely. Hey, he's got a lot more to say, and he's written a lot more. If you go to WGNradio.com/Lisa Dent, you'll find it on our show page. That's Ron Brown. Thanks for joining us, Ron.
Oh, you are welcome. And there is a dedicated link there, thanks to Dave Marzullo, our great webmaster. There's a dedicated link just for Ron Brown's reviews on the Lisa Dent homepage. So it's a lot easier to find, text and audio.